meek and uncontentious. Clyde Pelkinen here. 1 Corinthians 8, verses 2 through 3 says, "If any man thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing as he ought to know. But if any man love God, the same is known of him." When we're young and immature, we imagine that we know everything. As we gain a measure of spiritual maturity, it begins to dawn on us that we know nothing as we ought. Unlike the divinely inspired authors of Scripture, we, students of it, at best, merely offer the results and opinions from our studies. We're researchers of the treasure house found in God's Word. Perhaps on occasion we envision that we fully understand some small facet of God's truth, demanding that others agree with our assessments, but we can't truly be sure that the next enlightenment granted us by God will not throw an entirely greater understanding upon all we thought we knew. While we all have our own different perspectives and insights, let's never be deceived into imagining that we're finally arriving at some mystical summit where we are somehow the source of all truth. Honest seekers of God's truth continually refine and change their understanding over the course of their lives. They submit themselves to the superiority of God's Word. Sadly, many attach themselves to teachers and organizations that have their understandings chiseled in stone. These understandings often develop into traditions which are seldom questioned or explained. They just are. The establishment will always resist the spirit of truth. The truth of Scripture has been veiled. It requires a divine awakening of the mind to be free from reading into Scripture our own particular creeds, dogmas, and traditions. We all possess a flawed understanding of Scripture. Grasping truth is a gradual, unfolding, lifelong process. As fellow travelers on this spiritual journey, may we ever seek to help each other through a meek and uncontentious attitude.